Good morning, Goshen County. This is Jeff Hawes with Eastern Wyoming College, and excited to be back in the studio this week with a group of special guests. And we're going to start off the top of the program with Dr. Ellen Kreger. Good morning, Dr. Kreger.
Good morning, Dr. Hawes, and good morning, Goshen County.
Well, we're here with another special announcement of something that you've had an opportunity to lead at the college, and it's associated with Wyoming's Business Ethics Case Competition that was just held here recently here in the state, actually at the University of Wyoming. And can you talk a little bit about that competition?
Sure. So the University of Wyoming sponsors this Business Ethics Case Competition every year for the community colleges. We can bring teams down and compete. It is usually early April. This year was April 5th. They provide a really nice dinner before the night before, so everyone can get to know each other. And then the competition is a 10-minute presentation by each team, and then a 5-minute Q&A. The setup is that there's a hypothetical that the teams all the same exact question that they all look at, and they want to see how well the students grapple with the financial, legal, ethical issues that are involved in it. So this was my third year taking a team, and our third first place win. So
which is outstanding. And thank you to you for coaching, and you've had others help probably in this process. And can you talk about that a little bit? I mean, what does it take to prepare a team for something like this?
Well, first of all, it takes an amazing group of students, because if they're not prepared to do the work, it's not going to happen. So generally, the more competitive the actual individual, the more successful it works for me. So I tend to choose athletes or students who have already an internal confidence and competition in their nature, because that's something that's difficult to coach. They do a lot of studying, a lot of preparing. It was tireless from the point we get the case, which it was this year was February 27th, until the day we compete. At least an hour every day we are working at it. So it takes an enormous amount of commitment on behalf of the students.
And the three special guests that we're going to be talking to here in just a minute, they are students, but they're also student athletes. And so that alone is a very busy schedule. And these individuals have now, you know, accepted another role here at another competitive event to be involved in. And again, 3 out of 3 years, EWC has brought home the title, which is a very proud moment for the college. Guaranteed, each one of you should be very proud of that. And so let's talk one more thing about this. In this today's world, we start talking about business and ethics and how we should conduct ourselves, right? And the highest standards, that's really what this competition is about. And how do you work with clients and customers? And so those case scenarios are designed to put the students to the test while studying business models, right? So they create concepts and solutions to real world problems that we face in business today. Is that a great summary?
They are. And I think the thing that, for me, the biggest takeaway is that I think for these students, after grappling with all of these questions and thinking about this for at least an hour a day, you're talking about ethics and you're thinking about ethics and how you as an individual will be ethical. These will be CEOs. I mean, these are outstanding people, and they will excel in whatever they do. And this work that they've done early to think about ethics on a daily basis is going to carry them forward through their life in that aspect.
I couldn't agree with you more. So let's meet this team, and we're really excited. In fact, Ellen, would you go through and do an introduction? If I tried, I know I will not get the names 100% correct. I have all the first names down, and Weston, yours is easier. But let's go ahead, Ellen, if you'd introduce your team, and let's talk to them for a few minutes.
Sure. So first I would like to introduce Ana Djokovic. She is from Belgrade, Serbia, a sophomore, and a volleyball player on our Lancer team as well. We also have Nicoleta Tartar from Cetinje, Montenegro, and then Weston Klatt from Dickinson, North Dakota.
Excellent. Well, let's start the program with Ana.
Hello.
So, Ana, you were with us here actually last fall, and you came into the studio talking about your competitive, the sport that you're in. Well, can you tell us, what brought you here to EWC?
Well, honestly, the main reason why I came here is athletic opportunity. When you're back home, you don't really have the whole picture of a community and where you're coming. Therefore, as an athletic opportunity was open, I just thought it's the best reason to come here.
And of course, we've been excited to have you here. And so this case competition, what did this mean to you to have an opportunity to be part of this team? And what did you learn from this process?
Well, first of all, it was amazing. It was we put a lot of hard work in it, and just winning at the end makes everything so much more sweeter.
Absolutely.
And I mean, as a business major, sometimes me personally, I kind of feel lost because I'm not sure if that's something I like, because I like a lot of artistic stuff. But this helped me to actually feel it in a real life, how business looks like, how everything is organized, how you can make everything more like easier to feel. It's not that dry how it actually looks, maybe a business when you just say it like that.
Understand.
So, yeah.
So what was your topic this year? What can you describe briefly what that problem, what did you guys have to solve or come up with a solution for?
Well, basically we had a case problem where one company is in a lot of legal issues, ethical issues, and they went through a COVID transition and they were trying to figure out should they work from home or from the office. So we got this case problem on 5 pages and we had to really commit to it and find every possible solution for them.
Outstanding. And so if we could, Nicoletta, if you could jump on in, and what did this experience mean to you? And again, what was that thing that you took away in this whole process?
So this experience was very meaningful because it provided all of us also with an opportunity to practice what we're studying. We're all business majors, and to put everything in practice. And what we gather so far has been a great option, especially later on to be able to put it on the resume as well and be able to utilize everything that we learned later on. So because of all of that, it was very meaningful, and I took away lots of knowledge, I feel like experience in such, it was just one competition, but it brought us so much confidence, so much experience, especially in the business world. So that's really irreplaceable and really nice.
Outstanding. Yeah. So Anna just talked about what your problem was and in some of the work that you went into it. What was, if you could, in a brief scenario, describe what was your solution? What was your solution to that problem? What did you recommend in this scenario?
So we recommended to this company to create a hybrid flex option, which means that we didn't want to have all employees just stay online or all employees back in the office. We wanted half of employees who are able to come in the office in the already rented space they were using, and the ones who were far away because they had a lot of international employees as well to stay remote, to work remotely, and everything was, we just put more regulations in how everything in everybody's doings in management, suggested some credentialing for managers and employees as well, some legal suggestions. So we think we competed pretty good.
That's outstanding. And this actually is a real issue that companies are dealing with this very day. And so Weston, welcome to the program.
Good morning.
And of course, you just got off a weekend of rodeo.
Yep.
And your team, you want to talk, before we jump into the case competition, could you give us a rodeo update?
So the EWC Lancers, we just finished our last rodeo of the season in Laramie at the University of Wyoming Rodeo. We had an all right weekend. We are sending goat tire Rayleigh Caldwell to the CNFR in Casper later this year in June, so she'll be competing there for the Lancers.
So, with all three of these student athletes, they're all extremely busy individuals. And Weston, you're a competitor, just like Nicoletta and Anna. You guys really, competition is something each one of you. I mean, we've watched you all year. You're very passionate about what you do. You take your classroom very seriously, and that's one thing we're very proud with all of our student athletes here at the college is they're committed to their education. But what did this experience, this case competition, on top of all the travel that all of you are doing, I mean, was this an easy process to go through?
No, it was not an easy process between going to rodeos, and I'm sure with Anna and Nina having to go to practice, and me having to go to practice at night, and it was on my part, it was a lot of learning how to use my time and time management.
You know, most of us were athletes in high school, right? And so at the end of it, practice is once a day. But when you're in college, that's not necessarily the case. There's two-a-days. There's early mornings, especially like rodeo starts at 6 in the morning.
Last fall we did, but this semester we didn't.
So that changed schedule a little bit on availability. And, and then evenings, but it's still late evenings.
Yeah.
You're trying to find time. So as you prepared for this competition, how did you guys tackle that? Because we have multiple sports here, multiple schedules, on top of all the class schedules. How did you guys package all this together?
So our lovely advisor, Dr. Krager, she found an hour each day that all of our schedules aligned, and we met for an hour once a day, and that hour was used very, very, it was a good hour each day, and we took advantage of it.
Absolutely. Yeah. And so months of preparation, months of practice. Mm-hmm. You had people that came in and listened to your sessions, and gave critiques and helped you think about it. So when you think about the solution that you came up with to this, again, this is a real world problem in many companies of trying, and a lot of it's about securing talent with this description, that people have created flexible schedules. I have a daughter who's going through that exact same experience and working remotely, and she'd have to leave the company to be, she wants to live in Montana, but the work's in Seattle. Mm-hmm. And so for her to have that, the company, if they value the employee, there is a different environment in some work worlds. So how did you come up with that solution to your approach? And was it talking with other individuals? Was it case? Did you look at other case studies? How did you approach that?
So when they had gave us the case study, they had gave us three options. And then there was a fourth option to create like your own schedule for the company. And we all came in the next day after we got the case, and we all agreed there needs to be a different option. And so we just talked about it, we built it up, and we were firm that we wanted to do our own option, and then everyone that came in gave us feedback about how we can change it, how we can make it better and make it look good.
So if we could, let's talk. So that case competition, this is three consecutive titles for EWC. These are very, Dr. Krager is already looking for the trophy case and the location on our campus, which we are going to make happen. We just got to find the right place to get that rolling. And we should try to get that done even before the year's over, because we have graduation quickly approaching, and it'd be amazing to have a showcase for that ready, even if it's a temporary one till we get the official one ordered. Dr. Krager, what are your thoughts on that?
Well, we actually took over the case in the corner by the cafeteria, and we filled it with our trophies. So you can go see them now. They're on display in the trophy case that we sort of took over.
Outstanding, and we will leave them right there until we have a more, because this is something we plan on continuing. I mean, the University of Wyoming plans on continuing this event. It's a phenomenal learning experience, and again, it brings that real life situation back in. But if we could, let's go around, and Anna, let's talk a little bit about, again, your experience here at EWC, and what have you valued the most? And let's just go around with each one of you and talk about that a little bit. And what does this college meant for you?
This college meant a lot for me. I'm graduating this year, and my first 2 years in states ever were exactly here in Torrington, Wyoming. And I met so many amazing people, and I can just say that I'm really sad that I'm leaving. I know it's something that has to happen. I have to move on. It's a community college, but I loved it so much, and it's a big lesson for me. So I'm really thankful for it.
Outstanding. Well, Anna, thank you for sharing that. And actually, but one more thing, where do you plan on going next? What are your future plans? Again, right now, business is still your major. And so what do you plan on doing after you leave EWC?
Well, I already signed with the University of North Carolina at Asheville. therefore I'm gonna finish my bachelor degrees there and also play volleyball for next 2 years for them.
Outstanding, and we wish you the best as you move forward with that. And you know, you never know what that future holds, and where your paths will cross. And Wyoming is an amazing place. Goshen County is an amazing place. And one day, maybe work brings you back here. You just do not know.
Yeah,
so,
that's true.
Anna, thank you for sharing that. Nicoletta, how, you know, if you could, go ahead and share what EWC has meant for you.
For me, it brought me so much friendships, and the community is just exceptional. Not a lot of colleges have the work with host families that you guys provide, and I believe every student, I think speak confidently for every student that they're grateful to have a host family and to have all the friends, everybody really just gets along here. Everybody can go and talk to professors, talk to their advisor just very freely. Everybody has open communication, and it's just such a great work environment as well. So it brought me really nice friendships, and the community is gonna stay in my heart for sure.
Outstanding. Well, thank you for sharing that. And so what's next for you? Have you decided? Where are you at in your decision making?
Currently, I'm still looking. I'm still doing recruiting process for volleyball. But I know I would definitely like to continue to study business, especially global business. I know what I want to study. This competition really helped me figure that out as well. But my next place is hopefully going to come soon. We'll see.
Outstanding. Well, keep us posted when you get to that stage. And we wish you the best in your journeys as you guys finish up that time here at EWC.
Thank you.
And then Weston. So Weston, so what's this? So EWC,
yeah.
Again, why did you choose to come to EWC? You know, what's this meant to you? You know, to be here, and each of you have amazing coaches and people that are involved here in these programs. So let's talk about that a little bit.
I chose EWC because I loved the family feel when I came and toured it last July. I just walked in and I saw everyone was talking to each other. It seemed like everyone just knew each other, and I was just like, you don't find a lot of places like that. And that's one thing that has stuck with me all year is the family feel. You can just go up and talk to anyone, have a great conversation with them, and that's something that's really stuck with me this year. And just that the community and your professors and everyone in the school has your back, and they want to see you succeed.
Absolutely. Of course, you still have more time, right?
Mm-hmm.
And,
yes. Yep.
And so where do you picture, you know, you still got another year you're going to be working through, another year of rodeo and competition. But have you thought about what you're going to do next, post your EWC experience?
I'm actually going to be transferring out of EWC to go to a community college back home. I'm about 7 hours away, so I've missed home a lot, and it's
no. We understand that fully.
It's quite a jump to get to home. So I will be transferring next year, and I guess my plans after that are hopefully one day owning my dad's electrical company and just learning how to manage that and incorporate some ethics that I learned from this competition and hopefully be successful.
Well, you will be, and it's outstanding. We're really proud of each one of you. Dr. Kreger, do you have any other thoughts? We have a 75th anniversary. We're going to wrap up here on May 1st with another celebration. But for these students, when you think about 75 years of recruiting outstanding talent like this to the college, not that you were here for all 75 of it, but you've been here for how many years?
27.
And between you and your husband, you know, there's a lot of years of service of teaching young people just like these here. What has that experience meant for you?
Well, for me, for example, this ethics competition is, it just doesn't get any better than this. You know, you get three amazingly intelligent and bright and energetic and flexible students, and they work hard for you. I mean, every day we would have a takeaway, like, what are we going to do for tomorrow? And they would come with it ready to roll. It was just an outstanding experience. And so for me, I'm not very good at doing the same thing the same way every day. So to have that kind of constant stimulation in my life is wonderful. It's what I live for. So it's just a nice kind of, I guess I'm at the end, you know, in the last 5 years or so of my career. So to have this opportunity have arisen has just been perfect.
Well, we're really proud of this entire team and for your efforts in the Wyoming Business Case Competition. And we're excited, Dr. Kreger, to watch another team next year be recruited in. It's amazing that, you know, these athletes that come here, when I say student athlete, that is actually one of the things we're very proud of, that they come here for an education. They're here to better themselves. We're confident that's having a positive impact on our local community. The host families, you just can't speak enough of the people that step up to support these young people, you know, pursuing their dreams. And it's, you just can't be around a better scenario. And, of course, graduation is always one of my favorite times of the year. It's a bittersweet thing. You know, I know, Dr. Kreger, you share every year, it's kind of like one of your saddest days because you're watching all these amazing people leave the college. You know, people can get kind of emotional about that because we make such great ties with what these students do in that classroom. And these are very special experiences.
It's true. Yep. We have also one great experience coming up before graduation, however. So I'm going to jump into that.
Absolutely.
And that is on May 1st. We would invite Goshen County to come on up to the college. We're going to have our last band on campus event. So we have a band or two bands, perhaps, and food trucks. It's from 5 to 8. And we also have partnered with a local car club. And so there'll be a car show in the parking lot. So it should just be a super fun event for everyone to bring their families and come enjoy some celebration at the college. It'll be our last big 75th anniversary event at EWC.
So again, May 1st.
May 1st, 5 to 8.
5 to 8. And then, and of course, these young people that are standing here today that won this competition will be there.
Oh, yeah.
You know, all their teams will be there. We really invite the entire community to come out and just enjoy and celebrate and have a chance, you know, just to say hello to the students. We'll all be standing in line together waiting in the food trucks. And so that's part of the process. And it's just a great evening and great conversation.
It is. It's just a fun time to mingle with the students and everyone else on campus and the community. So we hope everybody can join us. Goshen County, come on up.
Very good. Well, congratulations again to each of you in Goshen County. We look forward to seeing you on May 1st at the Torrington campus of Eastern Wyoming College. You all have a great week. Thank you.